to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Ricky Santos. Good morning, Coach Santos.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well. A very impressive performance from your team on Saturday as you even your record at 2-2 with a 23-6 win over Duquesne, the defending Northeast Conference champs. What impressed you about the way your team played Saturday?
Yeah, it's always great to get a win, especially at home in front of our home crowd. That was a very tough physical football team that we went against. We felt like going into it, the key for us was going to be to stop the run. Big imposing offensive line that wanted to try to control the game. So we did a really good job of tackling the ball carrier. We were 2.2 yards a carry, so that was a really good job by our defense. They were great on critical downs, and we pressured the quarterback, and we lived in their backfield. You know, we had 4 sacks, 8 TFLs, so we felt like the defense continued to play at a high level, which they're capable of doing. And then on the other side of the ball, that's 4 games in a row now, we ran the ball extremely well. You know, we 34 for 231. We were 5.1 yards a carry, which is awesome. We did a better job creating X plays, explosive plays over 20 yards. We had 6 total, 3 through the air, 3 on the ground. And then we were much better in 3rd and 4th down offensively. We were more efficient there moving the chain. So, you know, we did some good things. There's still a ton of things we got to clean up. We had a bunch of pre-snap penalties offensively that hurt us in critical situations down in the red zone. We settled for way too. We had 5 field goal attempts. So, as far as we're concerned offensively, that's way too many. We got to comp by 7s and not 3s. So, but overall, very pleased with the win, and it was a good team effort.
I want to start on the defensive side of the ball because those guys were so good. Had to shut out until the final minute of the game. Duquesne's a team that has become known for the way they run the ball. I know we talked about that last week. 50 yards rushing on only 23 attempts. What was the key to the success of slowing them down?
Yeah, I thought the front four did a really good job. You know, Brian Carter, you know, he had 2 TFLs, 2 sacks. He did a really good job at the defensive end position, creating a new line of scrimmage. He did a really good job. The young freshman, Ole Manzik, is doing a really good job for us. At the second level, playing linebacker, Coach Gillip is doing a good job getting them coached up. And then our safeties did a really good job playing downhill as well, being Pop Lacey, Evan Horn, and Pop Bush. So, you know, we knew that they were going to run it and then have some heavy play actions and take some shots. So to have that trained eye discipline with our back half guys, that's always tough. You know, they have the opportunity to throw the ball over our head. There's some big, tall, long receivers on the perimeter that can go get it. So they had to defend the pass and also, you know, be a 6.5-7 defender in the run game. So we felt like they were doing that, so they did a really good job being disciplined.
One of the other things that we have talked about over the past few weeks was your need to be able to force turnovers, and you were able to get a couple of them, Prince Smith and Pop Lacey, both with interceptions. Pop, especially a big one that then set up a big touchdown by Evan. But just talk about the ability to force turnovers and how big that's going to be for you down the road.
Yeah, we've felt like the last handful of years we've been as good as anybody in the country at doing that, and we were in the positions to make it the first couple games of the season. For whatever reason, the ball just didn't come out, so we've continued to run to the ball. I think that's a staple of our defense, is how hard we strain and the relentless effort that they put on tape week in and week out. So we're continuing to do that, and now, you know, they're doing a good job of reading the quarterback back there. And the one on Pop was just an incredible play. We're playing off one. You know, he was just reading quarterback intentions. He kind of stared down a little bit, and he just tracked the ball and high-pointed it really well. So, you know, great job by them and Coach Lyons and our whole defensive staff of putting together a really good game plan.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Ricky Santos. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to switch to the offense, where I know every coach and I know your offensive guy wants that balance. Sometimes that's easier said than done, but 231 on the ground, and another big number, as you said earlier, and then max those for 202. How did you feel like your offense played just sort of across the board to be able to move the ball both ways?
Yeah, I mean, again, hopefully that can be a staple and we can continue to run the ball like we've been doing. I think through the air, we did a better job. We were efficient. We had a couple drops, but we had 8 different receivers have catches. That was the highest output we've had all year, so we're doing a good job there. No turnovers through the air, so good job by Max protecting the football. So I think if we can continue to be that balanced, it's going to bode well for us. And then a guy like Evan Gray, who's just a senior leader for us, we're so proud of the way that he approaches it day in and day out. You know, he was close to 100 yards. He finally got in the end zone there and didn't get caught from behind. We were joking with him a little bit, but it was just really good for him to continue to progress and to lead from the front being a senior.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Well, first of all, 2 weeks in a row that he's busted a long one for you. But as a senior with a couple of young guys, with Dylan and Carlos there, how has he taken on a leadership role? I'm sure he would like to have more carries than he's getting, but sharing the carries with those guys and being a leader.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very tough job for Coach Shetty, and it's great in a lot of ways because we have three guys, but it's how do you fit them in the rotation to be most efficient for us offensively, and it's a good problem to have. But I think Ev's done such a good job of not making it about himself. We moved him around a little bit. He was playing H-back and split out tight end and did some stuff in the inside zone game, and he was cat blocking and do some different things. So I think he knows that he's a weapon, and he also knows that he just wants to be on the field in any facet to help the team win. So we're just so proud of him not making about himself and take advantage of the opportunities that he gets.
And then it was career high 202 passing for Max. I think we've talked about him for the last several weeks about his growth. What did you like about the way he played Saturday?
Yeah, he did a good job of getting the ball out of his hands. We had two. We did have two sacks. You know, one of them he held on to it too long. You know, the other one we got beat up front. But I thought there's three or four times he found his check down in real time when they did a good job. You know, they did. We were expecting a ton of man coverage from Duquesne, and they switched it up and only rushed three and dropped eight a good amount of time. So there wasn't too many holes in their pass coverage. So we did a good job of getting through progression, getting the ball out of his hand, and helping the offensive line out. And I think if he can continue to process information in real time and get through it and spread the ball around, then I think, you know, we have a chance to be pretty good.
We've talked defense, offense. I also want to touch on special teams. We mentioned Jason Hughes last week when he had the game-winning kick, but this week three field goals for you, including a career-long 45-yarder, seems to be a guy that is, you know, sort of developing into a pretty reliable weapon for you.
He certainly is. You know, we were 2 for 2 on fourth down. We were a little aggressive in plus territory. We're going to continue to be that way. But he's somebody who we feel like he can be a weapon, and we're going to give him opportunities to kick when we see fit. You know, I thought Drew Sanborn did a really good job. He had three punts inside the 20. And then we also created two explosive plays over 20 yards in the return game as well with Pop Lacey and Dylan Lobby. So I think the last two games, we've done really well on teams, and some hidden yardage that were winning in those games, you know, ultimately have been a deciding factor why we've been successful. So we have to continue to put an onus on that. It has to be really important, especially those, you know, we have a handful of starters that are doing that, but it's the backups who only play on special teams. They need to understand that even if they're only getting 10 to 15 reps a game, you know, that's critically important for our success, and they have to treat it as such and be really important. And I think we've done a good job buying in.
Got a media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Cal Kissing with Florida Sports.
Coach, when you mentioned the special teams, how much emphasis do you place on that facet, day-to-day in practice?
Yeah, well, very much. I mean, Sunday, three-quarters of our Sunday practice are designed with doing special team skills. You know, so we're gonna have a circuit of five or six different things that we're gonna have on a rotation to start the first half an hour to 45-minute practice. So we always start the week with it, and then obviously we're gonna sprinkle in 2 to 3 every single day. So that's always been something that Coach McDonald has believed in. You know, he always coached punt team himself. That's how important it was of being the head coach and running a team. So that's something that, as a young head coach, that I'm trying to take as well, and understanding that it's a third of the game, and a lot of times they're game-defining plays, so we can't take any of those situations for granted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ricky, before I let you go, back to conference play on Saturday to face a good Elon team. Just to your early look at film, just talk about some of the challenges that they present.
Yeah, I mean, they're really, really good. They're as good as we're going to find in our conference. You know, last 2 years being an FCS playoff team, Coach Trisciani, who I know very well, he actually recruited me to New Hampshire when he was here coaching. Just tremendous leader, great person. I know he's somebody who inspires and instills confidence in his team. So these guys are going to be very well coached. They're going to play hard. You know, they got really good quarterback play from Davis Cheek and a bunch of guys on the perimeter that can make plays. Obviously, Jalen Thomas, the dynamic running back. They've done a great job controlling the tempo in the game the last couple of years of being able to run the football and be physical with their offensive line. And then defensively, obviously, being an odd front, you don't see that every week. So they're going to pressure and blitz from everywhere, play a ton of different coverages. So it's going to pose a challenge for our young quarterback and making sure we understand what they're doing and where the weaknesses and the soft spots of the zones are. So, you know, big opportunity for us to have a good week of film prep and get ready to go. This is a very good football team.
All right, Ricky, thanks as always for your time today, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you. Take care now.
All right, thank you.